There are now three finalists in the search for the next Haines School District Superintendent. The school board made the decision Wednesday night after interviewing six favorite candidates by Skype and discussing the applicants in a closed-door session for 2.5 hours. Robin Gray, Anthony Habra, and Tom Yarris are in the running to be Haines' next superintendent. Gray has been superintendent for Yakutat School District since 2014. She also served as an administrator in Dillingham and the Bering Strait region. In her Skype interview, Gray said the size of Haines drew her to this job.
My leadership style has a lot to do with relationships. And if it's not too big, it's easier for me to form the relationships that engender working together better, empowering people to rise up because you believe in them and you know them well enough where you can say, I believe in you.
Gray was the target of community outcry when the Yakutat School District cut the boys' basketball program in 2014. She said there were not enough eligible boys for the team. This year, the district implemented more study halls to try to deal with the eligibility problem. Gray said in Yakutat, she's pushed for staff development and updating antiquated school materials.
We're teaching at a higher expectation. We are going forward, and we're preparing our kids better to reach that 21st century. And that's the legacy that I'm leaving.
The other two superintendent candidates are currently in the lower 48. Anthony Habra has been superintendent of Pawpaw Schools in Pawpaw, Michigan since 2013. Before that, he worked as superintendent for Rudyard Area Schools.
And I went from a smaller district to a larger district, and I found that it's not quite the connection that I was seeking with the students. The more students there are, the more adults there are, the more you're working with adult problems instead of for students, which is what my focus is and always has been.
Habra talked about changes he made at the Pawpaw District to help close a test score achievement gap. He said listening to teachers and empowering them was a big part of it.
What you do as a superintendent is evaluate what's happening and make sure that the barriers are removed as much as possible and allow the experts to do what they do best in the classroom.
The final candidate is Tom Yarris. He is currently CEO of a Montessori school, Discovery Academy, in Big Sky, Montana. Before that, he was assistant superintendent in the Big Sky School District. When the board asked Yarris about how he would deal with the budget deficit.
I'm used to working on budgets. I have a lot of experience, and I'm tenacious in trying to make win-win situations and not lose jobs and not lose programming and get creative as possible.
Yarris said when he was at Big Sky School District, he saw that dropout rates were an issue. So he worked to make graduation requirements more flexible. Yarris said he was offered the superintendent contract there, but he felt that it wasn't the best place for his leadership, in part due to pending lawsuits that started before his tenure.
Well, what I learned in that experience is do your research and know the board, understand the staff, look at the data deeper, and I have with Haines.
The three candidates that the board interviewed but did not select as finalists include two with Alaska superintendent experience, Norma Holmgard and Connie Newman, and one aspiring superintendent in Idaho, Christina Brinkerhoff. After hours of public interviews and private deliberations, School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri declined to comment on specific reasons why the board chose Habra, Yarris, and Gray. But she did say the candidates seemed like they could be good fits for Haines.
We're looking for someone who can be a leader and who has a vision and can be a visionary and can help take our school district to the next level.
The three finalists intend to travel to Haines on February 23rd and 24th for in-person interviews and a community forum. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.